Hi, it's Michael Sinoff here, and I'm the founder and developer of WeightedHands.com. I'm a busy professional, a husband, and a father of two young boys. I started making and using Weighted Hands because I wanted a way to burn a ton of calories in as little time as possible, but I didn't want to get injured doing it. I wanted to eat whatever I wanted without feeling hungry or deprived, and I wanted to be able to maintain my weight. I wanted a low-impact workout so I could save my knees for later. A workout that required no gym memberships, no stair climbers, no treadmills, no ellipticals. I wanted something that feels easy, but could get my heart rate high enough for ongoing conditioning. Well, you're in luck, because many of my buying customers have been using Heavy Hands for over 20 years, and they've been generous enough to share their personal stories with you. You'll hear me interview them on how they got started walking with Heavy Hand weights, what it did for their bodies, both in terms of musculature and weight reduction. You'll also learn about their favorite workouts, tips and tricks to burn the most amount of calories in the fastest time possible. So enjoy the interview. Now let's get going. When did you first learn about Heavy Hands, and how did you learn about it? How did it all begin?
Very good question. For most of my early life, I was not a healthy person. I was a sickly, scrawny, underweight kid, and somewhere around my mid-20s, I gradually morphed into a sickly, badly overweight adult. I think I was 230 pounds at my heaviest. It didn't look that bad because I'm 5'11", and I think I carried it fairly well distributed, but I felt punk all the time, no energy, depressed a lot, and my low back had given out, my joints were all in pain and getting worse, and, you know, my skin was pasty and all that stuff. And this despite the fact that I had tried for most of my life to eat well, I had tried to stay physically active. In fact, some years before, I had taken up jogging and rope skipping and other forms of fairly high-impact aerobics, and I enjoyed that. I really was kind of addicted to the endorphin rush you get from breathing hard and sweating profusely, and that's a feeling that every runner knows when your body starts releasing those feel-good chemicals. And I was really addicted to that, and it was helping me, but that's when I injured my back and learned from that my body just isn't one of those bodies that's cut out for high-impact aerobics.
How old were you at that time when you were at your heaviest weight? In your 30s, 20s, 40s?
I was probably around 29, 31. I don't remember because I wasn't keeping a journal or exact records at the time, but I know that by 1982, I was pretty despondent about my health. And since I wasn't able to jog anymore, I had tried a lot of walking. I've always enjoyed walking, but I found that apparently I was in good enough shape that even brisk walking and even doing hills and things, it didn't give me the kind of aerobic boost I needed to get that endorphin rush that I wanted. And bicycling and swimming, I tried those. They're fun, but they weren't helping me in the way that I needed to be helped, and I was still gaining weight and didn't know what to do. And around this time, this was during the time that the original Heavy Hands movement began, or maybe it was better called a craze, I don't know, because it didn't last all that long, but for several years, you'd look around and you'd see a lot of people, mostly runners. I didn't see a lot of people walking with Heavy Hands, but you'd see people running and carrying the weights. Mostly they were not doing anything any different. They just ran around carrying weights. And since I wasn't a runner, and I thought this was only for runners, I didn't pay much attention until one day I saw the book Heavy Hands by Dr. Leonard Schwartz. I thumbed through a copy and discovered from reading it that even though Heavy Hands was associated with running, a lot of the book had to do with Heavy Hands walking and how with just slightly heavier weights, and how by pumping the weights to shoulder height or head height, or by punching them as you walk, or doing a number of other different moves with them, you could get a really intense cardio workout. And this made so much sense to me. I looked at that and I thought, I wonder if this could be the answer I'm looking for. So I went home and I got some kind of heavy objects, and I don't know, I may have been using rocks or some bricks I had lying around or milk jugs. I don't even remember what they were. And it was getting dark outside, but I went out and I walked around the block several times with these. And at first it didn't feel like much was happening, but as you know, heavy hands is a cumulative kind of exercise. You're pumping weights and the effect of it builds up as you go along, and my heart started pumping faster. I started breathing more heavily. I started perspiring, and I walked and I intensified the pace a little bit and I pumped some more, and all of a sudden I was feeling it again. It was that endorphin rush that told me that my body is really getting a workout that's giving it the boost it needed to feel like I was really doing something. And I was so overjoyed. Michael, I was shedding tears of joy. I was so happy because I knew I was onto something that was going to change my life. I didn't have any doubt. And you couldn't really tell I was crying because it started raining. It was a light drizzle, but, you know, I was getting soaked. And I was so overjoyed that I stopped at a phone booth on the way and called my best friend across town and told him what I had discovered. And he was kind of taken aback. He was like, oh, well, yeah, okay, sure. But I could tell he didn't really get it. But, man, I was hooked. And so, first of all, I bought the book because I wanted to make sure that I was doing it right. And there is a right way and a wrong way to do heavy hands. And the wrong way is just to walk around carrying them like you're carrying an object or something. You won't get any good out of that. The right way is anything else you do, and there's thousands of moves you can make, and every person has to just find their own way. But I was finding mine. I got the book. I went out and I bought a set of heavy hands handles and several different sizes of weights and started working out with them. And over the next 7 months, I gradually but steadily lost 50 pounds. And then over the next year or two, I lost another 10 pounds. So that was like 60 pounds altogether.
Was it easy to lose that weight? How often were you walking with the weights?
Well, I was doing this at least several times per week, and I don't really remember then how much time I was putting in per workout. Sometimes when I was enthusiastic, I would do it just about every day. There were days off, still are, and probably anywhere from half an hour to an hour, depending on how much I felt I could do and, frankly, how much time I had. I was having to make time to do this because my life then was busy just as it is now, but, you know, we prioritize what's important. And at the time, by the way, I was losing all this weight. I was paying no attention whatsoever to the food that I was eating. I mean, I've always tried to eat at least a moderately healthy diet, but I've never been all that good at it. I was tending to eat way too much, ate a lot of junk food, and I was losing all this weight anyway because my activity level had shifted in an important way. And later on, as this went on and I felt more in control of my health, I started working on eating less junk food and more nutrient-dense, high-fiber foods, and I've been doing that to this day. That was basically it. And since then, I've gone through a few fairly short periods when I wasn't all that disciplined or consistent with my workouts. I mean, it was because of stress or life events or setbacks of some kind, but these were the kind of things that happen to anybody when you just get too busy. Your life doesn't lend itself to that, but I've always gotten right back on the wagon. So for all practical purposes, I've been a consistent heavy hands user since 1982.
That's fantastic. Do you remember how heavy of the weights you got up to when you were really active with them? How much weight you had in each hand?
I think at one time in the early days, I actually started out with 2-pound weights. And then for a long time, I used 3-pounders, but I gradually worked my way up to 5 pounds. And at some point, I got a set of 7-pound hand weights, and I'm using those now. In fact, now I rarely use anything lighter than 5 pounds, and I do that on days when I want to rest. And if I'm looking to incorporate more than usual in the way of muscle building, then I'll use the 7-pound ones, and I have certain ways to do this.
How old are you now?
Next month, I'll turn 68.
I'm very good.
Now, I'm probably the healthiest 68-year-old that I personally know. I don't make any grandiose claims to be unique or anything like that, but at the age of 68, I'm probably biologically younger in many ways than I was when I was 33. I'm certainly healthier. I'm vastly more fit. I weigh less. I take no medications of any kind. My resting pulse is 51. My blood pressure is on the low end of the normal spectrum. My blood work is all off the charts fantastically good. I mean, I think it would bother most doctors that it looks as good as it does and they'd start looking what went wrong with the lab tests. And I can't remember the last time I had a cold or a sniffle. I never get sick, and basically I never go to doctors or take medicine or anything like that. So I'm pretty happy with the state of my health. My mind is sharp. I love my life. I'm married to a beautiful woman. And Michael, life is good. And I won't say that's entirely because of Heavy Hands, but I'm very sure that if the Heavy Hands had been a big part of it, life wouldn't be so good.
So what do you think it is about the Heavy Hands system of exercise that makes it so different? And how do you think you experience these benefits compared to just walking alone? Or maybe just biking alone, or just running or jogging, which you had done for many years.
The proper use of light weights when you're working out means that you're getting a whole body exercise. You're getting a full body aerobic workout, for one thing. Dr. Schwartz called this panaerobics. And at the same time, depending on exactly how you do it, you can get an absolutely fabulous muscle building workout simultaneously. And everybody needs both. There's various reasons for that, and you can read all the physiology blogs and everything else and get a very good education on the detailed science. But basically, we all need endurance and we need strength. And as you age, there's a tendency for all of those abilities to atrophy, sometimes from lack of use, and sometimes it's just because as we age, there's a tendency for muscle tissue to shrink and lung capacity to get less. And so it's a thing where if you don't use it, you lose it. You know, that's a battle I've had to fight, and I couldn't do it any other way. But I still do walk. In fact, I think walking should be, for most people, the foundation of their fitness program, never mind the weights. I have an iPhone and an app on it called Pedometer Plus Plus that shows my daily step count on the home screen. I can glance at the phone any time during the day and see how many steps I've taken. And I shoot for a minimum of 7,000 steps, and I shoot for a daily average of 10,000 or more. And that involves a lot of getting up and walking around if I'm working at my desk, which I do a lot. And I think it's important to walk whether you're using weights or not. But when you add the upper body component, it takes this to a whole new level. And because I'm fairly aerobically trained, as I said, I have trouble getting a fast heartbeat if I'm just walking. I can walk briskly up hills and so on, and I feel like I'm just gliding along. It's not that it doesn't do anything for me. It does, but it doesn't do that. It doesn't push my conditioning and raise it to a new level. But if I take the hand weights and I'm pumping them while I do it, my heartbeat immediately gets right up there into what they call your target zone. And your target heart rate, as you know, it varies with your age and your weight and all kinds of other things. But, you know, you can look up in any book or fitness blog, you can look up how to calculate that. And basically, you get your best conditioning if you're in a state where you can still carry on a conversation, but just barely. Mm-hmm. You should be able, with difficulty, to answer questions and make comments and so on. If you can't speak at all, you're probably working out too hard for a long-term workout. And if you do it easily, you know, maybe you need to boost it a little bit. I don't really measure my pulse while I'm walking, but monitor how hard I'm working out. It makes a big difference.
That's a great story, and that's good advice. What do your walks look like? Are you doing level one pumps, level twos? What are some of the movements you're doing with your arms while you're walking? And generally, how far will you walk?
That I can answer very specifically. a typical walk for me nowadays, first of all, I start out with either the 5 pound or the 7 pound weights. The 5 pound, if it's basically a day of rest, or if I'm just not feeling all that energetic, I'll use 5 pound ones, and whatever weight I'm using, 5 or 7, as I stride along, I'm pumping them to shoulder height, which is level 2. I mean, that's the basic. Mm-hmm. Level 2 is my floor, so to speak. That's when I'm basically resting during a heavy hands workout. I try as much as possible of the time, and typically this is anywhere from half the time to three-fourths of the time, to pump them to level 3, which is head height. You get them up to or near the top of one's head, and that's a completely different feeling when you're striding along and maintaining the proper stride and proper technique, and it really works you. And then at different intervals during the walk, especially if I'm using the heavier weights, the 12-pound ones, I will switch from that to what I guess you could call level 4, which is not what Dr. Schwartz called it, but I think of it as level 4 because at that point I'm alternately pressing the small dumbbells as far above my head as I can reach, essentially mm-hmm. punching the sky. And again, that's coordinated with my steps. First, right foot forward, left hand up. Mm-hmm. Left foot forward, right hand up. And it's a nice, brisk cadence. And, you know, I've been doing this long enough. I'm fairly strong, but I'm not that strong. I've never been one of these guys with rippling, bulging biceps that mm-hmm. can bench press their own weight and, you know, all that bodybuilder stuff. I'm happy with what I am, and I'm working on being even better. But generally speaking, with the 7 pound weights, if I'm doing the overhead press while I walk, right now I'm able to do this with difficulty for about 120 alternating pumps, and I'm working on getting it even higher than that. I would love to get to the point where I can just do that continuously for an hour, but mm-hmm. I'm not there yet.
That's great. It starts burning, too, after a while, doesn't it?
Oh, yes, it does. And, Michael, you asked about how long. I've worked out a kind of, I mean, it's just a walk in the neighborhood, but I leave my house, walk a block down the street, turn and go up a hill, and I walk up and over a really high hill back down the other side. And walking up hills, I usually punch. I'll be punching straight out as I walk. And that uses a whole different set of muscles. It's very strenuous, and I incorporate a good bit of that. I mean, you know, I vary what I'm doing during the walk. Once I'm back on reasonably level ground, then there's a long stretch of, I don't even know how many blocks it is. It could be 7 or 8. But I'll walk to the logical end of that section of the road and then turn around and walk back home and then go around a couple more blocks. And the whole thing comes to about 2.4 miles. And for me, at the speed I walk, takes around 50 minutes, give or take.
Yeah, that's a great workout.
And I'll try to do that several times a week. And if I'm on a real tear and really working at keeping my weight under control or just feeling like, hey, it's working and I'm getting stronger or something, then, you know, I go through phases where I'll do that for days at a time. I may do mm-hmm. it, you know, 6 days a week. I do try to take some days of rest, but it all adds up.
That's fantastic. You had a phenomenal change in your weight, and you didn't have to alter your eating from what you said.
Well, as I said, I do believe that most people, and this certainly applied to me, most people can benefit a lot from eating primarily healthy food. I'm not presumptuous enough to tell anybody else what that means or what anyone could eat, because I think we all respond differently to food, and it's a very personal thing. But in general, the food we eat should be as nutritious as possible, and preferably a lot of it be high-fiber food. And, you know, I'm into natural foods and a largely plant-based diet, although not exclusively. And like I said, I won't turn down a plate of potato chips, but I try not to keep too much junk food directly around the house.
Of course.
I wanted to tell you a story that is something that I've observed several times over the years. I have at various times had, in fact, I still have, several friends who are into bodybuilding. And they do the bench presses and the deadlifts and the squats with big barbells. And these are people who could lift me with one hand, not work up a sweat, literally. And several times they've expressed an interest in what I do for physical training. And when they found out that I was working out with 5-pound weights, I could see in their faces that they were trying not to roll on the floor laughing. These are people who could lift 10 and 15-pound weights. I mean, these would be matchsticks to them. So they're thinking, gee, what a wimp. Although they're my friends, they're too polite to say that. So whenever that came up in conversation, I would invite them to accompany me on one of my workout walks. And several times people have accepted. And what I would typically do is that I would take my 5-pound weights and I would hand them a set of 3-pounders. Mm-hmm. And they'd say, oh, wait a minute, you're mixed up. You should be taking the 3 and I'm taking the 5 because I've got these barrel biceps and so on. So, but I'm like, no, we'll start it out this way because you need to learn the technique and everything. So we'd start out on walk, and first of all, I would have to stop several times to correct their technique because they wouldn't be coordinating the pumping with their strides. It takes some practice to do heavy hands.
I agree. It does.
And so once they would get the technique down, and I could tell they were really dubious about this, we would just take off. And in every single case I've done this, within 5 minutes, I had ground these guys down to powder. I mean, they would have to stop. And they're looking at the 3-pound weights they're holding in these barrel arms of theirs and thinking, this can't be happening to me. But it is, because, you know, working out with light hand weights, I believe, develops a kind of strength. It's more like endurance strength as opposed to the explosive strength it takes to lift a tractor. But I think for most people in real-life situations, it's actually a more important kind of strength. And they're both important, and you can develop them both with heavy hands. I mean, you've seen the pictures of Dr. Leonard Schwartz. He had these arms, you know, and a physique that most people would kill for. But, you know, I'm nothing like that. But I'm pretty strong, but I'm a lot stronger than I look. And I think some of the bodybuilder types look a lot stronger than they actually are because, you know, they build bulk, and that's good when you're doing certain types of work, but it won't necessarily get you through some long-term repetitive strength work. So anyway, it was always very satisfying to see the look on these people's faces when they found out that the workouts I was doing were a lot harder than they might initially appear.
You're listening to an interview on Michael Senoff's weightedhands.com.
That's right. Who would you say heavy hands is best suited for? And maybe are there any parts of the population you think heavy hands are not a good training tool for?
I never really thought of that, but just shooting from the hip, since there are so many different ways to do different heavy hands movements and exercises, I can't think of very many people who wouldn't benefit from it. Now, to be honest, Michael, if I were confined to a wheelchair, I would still be using heavy hands. I'd be using them differently, and I might be doing only arm work with them, but even standing still and not running up and down hills or pounding asphalt or anything, you can still work up a remarkably strenuous workout. And you can tailor the weights to whatever you need it to be. I know some people who use heavy hands regularly, in fact, daily, and who are using very light weights, like 2-pound weights, but it's doing them tremendous good. And I read about people who use the weights. I'm pretty sure you sell 10-pound versions and even heavier versions than that. If I tried to use those, you'd be peeling me off the pavement before too long. I'm not there yet. God willing, someday I will be.
Well, you'd be surprised. Look, you're at 7 pounds. You'd be surprised.
One thing that happened to me some years ago when I started working out with 7-pound weights was probably more than 15 years ago, but I got very enthusiastic. I did it for long periods of time, every single day. And if there was any pain or feedback from my body, I just pushed through it. And I ended up as a result with stress fractures in both of my forearms.
Oh, you did?
Because I overdid it. I didn't work into it gradually like I should have.
Mm-hmm.
And any kind of exercise you do, including heavy hands, there's the potential to hurt yourself if you don't use some caution and moderation and adopt it gradually. And I would advise people to check with their doctor, use common sense, or hold back until you know what you're doing. And at the time I thought, well, the 7-pounders just aren't for me. You know, I don't have the body for it or something. And I should not have thought like that, but I put them aside for a number of years. And when I got them out of the closet recently and decided to try them again, you know, I went on fairly short workouts with them. I did that maybe one day a week, and then 2 days a week, and then three, making sure that my bones would mineralize properly to adapt to the added stress I was putting on them. And so far, I haven't had any problems at all. I'm convinced now that I could move up to 8-pounders in the foreseeable future.
I'm glad you shared it with me. It is very important. You can get injured. If you go too hard, too fast, it is designed to be a progressive weight resistance aerobic exercise. And if you're not conditioned and you're not used to this type of movement and you go too heavy too soon, you're going to hurt yourself. There's no doubt.
One of the risk factors for heavy hands is a risk factor that also occurs in cross-country skiing, and that's the fact that they both are exercises that have an unusually low RPE, which is a technical term meaning a ratio of perceived exertion. And Dr. Schwartz writes about this a lot in the Heavy Hands book. Heavy hands work properly done is very strenuous. It elevates your heart rate considerably. It makes your oxygen uptake go through the roof, but it feels easier than it actually is. So your body is working harder than you may realize over a considerable period of time. And because of this low RPE, I won't say a lot, but there have been a number of people who took up cross-country skiing who either injured themselves or in some cases died of heart failure because their bodies couldn't take it, but it didn't feel as if they were doing all that much.
That's interesting.
Now, don't get me wrong. I think that heavy hands done properly is going to feel really difficult. Starting out, it doesn't feel that hard, but as you gradually get into a given workout, you're going to know that this is really stretching your capacity. And that's a good thing because, you know, a workout doesn't do you any good if it doesn't challenge you. Mm-hmm. And it can feel really, really challenging. But the thing to be aware of is that it may actually be challenging you even more than it feels like. So it's important to monitor your pulse and your target rate and just check every so often to make sure that you're not working through a sprain or anything. The stress fractures in my arms were not the only injuries I had. 2 or 3 times I've had knee sprains. I've had plantar fasciitis that I'm completely recovered from now. And several other things like that that I've had to work through, and I've done some with the help of medical professionals who knew what they were doing. But I always overcame those things, and in fact, intelligent use of the heavy hands weights was one of the major factors in overcoming and moving beyond those injuries.
I can relate. I think that's well stated, an important topic to talk about. I've done the same myself. I was going way too hard. You know, I was walking with 13 pounds, and I thought the more the better. And over the years, I've learned that that's not necessarily true. No one needs to really walk with 13 pounds or 10 pounds. I walk currently mostly with 6.5 pounds in each hand. And I can go 3 miles doing that, and it will wipe me out. Doesn't feel hard while I'm doing it. I can get through it no problem, but I can be toast for the rest of the day. And that's if I'm not really into it and really conditioned. It feels deceptively simple once your muscles are conditioned to do the movements and you're beyond your muscle soreness. It is quite an exercise, very deceiving, and it's interesting. I love it.
How long have you been using heavy hands to work out?
I think we're at about 3 years now, maybe even 3.5 years.
I would like to suggest, it's not a prediction, but at least an optimistic hope on my part, that as you continue this and as you keep this an ongoing part of your lifestyle, one of the things that you'll see happen is that your recovery time will become shorter and shorter and shorter. And you should reach the point, as I did, where you can do the hardest heavy hand workout you can imagine and finish it. You'll be toast, as you said. But 10 minutes later, you won't even realize you were doing anything. You'll be feeling fine. The recovery time is something, I mean, that's a fitness factor in and of itself.
That's true.
It doesn't get talked about too much on the sports blogs. It does, but not enough, in my opinion. But the fact that my recovery time has become so short and so quick is one of the ways that I know that this is a program that really, really works and works well. Not all exercises necessarily do that to that extent.
That's good advice. Yeah, I think that comes down to conditioning, and maybe lately I'm probably a little bit out of my peak conditioning. I haven't been going as hard as I have in the past, and you know how it is. You get into it and you get out of it. Cycles.
I mean, just from what I read about of the stuff that you are doing, you look to me like you're one of the busiest people I know. The fact you've got so many projects and irons in the fire, and you give deep attention to all of them. I am so thrilled that you have brought the Heavy Hands back to the market after a long spell when it wasn't possible to buy them except on eBay or something. And I think you're performing a tremendous service for the general public by doing that. But you also have many, many other irons in the fire. And the fact that you make time at all to look out for your health, it shows a real commitment and determination.
I am all about doing more with less. Leverage. And it's funny, you know, in business and marketing, I'm all about leverage. What's the least amount I can do? How can I get the most out of something? And whether that's in your business or in marketing or using audios to automate a sales process. And when I learned about Heavy Hands, it is the ultimate leverage. Everyone out there is just walking and their hands are doing nothing. You've got these hands and these arms and these biceps and triceps and your lats and this whole upper part of your body that you could be using while you're walking. And the biggest complaint of people why they don't exercise is because it takes too much time. And walking, as you said in your story, it's just not enough. It doesn't get the heart rate enough unless you're really huffing it, and it's very hard to walk that fast. And when I heard about Heavy Hands, it made perfect sense, just like it did to you. And I had been a runner for many years, and I would run and run, but I was still fat, and I'd sweat, and I'd be hot, and I loved that endorphin feel, as you described it, but I wasn't really getting anywhere, and my knees were bothering me as well, and I didn't want to end up with a knee replacement. Even though I ran on soft surfaces most of the time, I didn't want to keep running because I knew eventually I'm going to wear out my knees. And so when I saw Heavy Hands, it made perfect sense. I've done weightlifting in the past, and when I can walk with these weights and keep my muscles conditioned and build up my upper body and get some good exercise just by walking, and it feels easier. That's the best thing. It feels easier than just running. It was just amazing that I was able to find it. It was really great.
All right. Can I talk just for a minute or two about one of the issues that concerns me, and that's the reputation that Heavy Hands and similar exercises have gotten among sports professionals.
Sure.
I think there's a lot of misunderstanding out there. Now, it's easy to document that Dr. Leonard Schwartz, who developed Heavy Hands, he and his associate, a man named Tom Obel, worked for years with very sophisticated laboratory equipment conducting studies of the results of Heavy Hands when done correctly. And they would measure pulse rate and FETs, which is a measure of oxygen transport. They would measure perspiration and lung capacity and muscle growth over time, and even get into things like the types of muscle fibers that were being developed through successive workouts. And all of this research is reported in detail in two books by Dr. Schwartz. One is called simply Heavy Hands, and the other one is Heavy Hands Walking. And this is rock solid science, extremely rigorous and controlled and, you know, all the right stuff. But since Dr. Schwartz passed away some years ago, or not that long ago actually, but he did, and Tom Lobel has passed away as well, a lot of that pioneering research has been forgotten, and its place has been taken by some studies which, in my opinion, were badly designed and which basically consisted of studies of people walking around carrying the weights, not pumping them, not doing them according to the techniques, which have to be learned and practiced and then differentiated when doing the research. Well, Dr. Schwartz, in one of his books, tells the story of one study he read where people were given 15-pound weights and told to carry them around, and they found that this resulted in, over comparable distances, in a calorie burn increase of maybe 13 calories, something like that, which is virtually nothing. And, you know, the added trouble of that is not worth what you get. But Dr. Schwartz, meanwhile, had just completed some tests with subjects who were given 2-pound hand weights and who were pumping them to level 3, distances that were pretty much equivalent to the other study he'd read. And these people were more than doubling their calorie usage. And that's just with 2-pound weights, for crying out loud, and doing them with a fairly easy exercise level. If you imagine replacing those with 5 or 7 or 10-pound weights, you know, whatever the individual can accommodate, and pumping them overhead the way you and I sometimes do, I can tell you that most people can't do that for more than a few minutes at a time, and they will be limp by the time they're done, but have trouble lifting their arms anymore. And I mean, I know this from experience, but Dr. Schwartz proved it in his studies. You know, your heart rate and all the other metabolic indicators will go through the roof because it works. The badly designed studies over time have gotten more publicity. So now if I go into an online forum where people talk about this and I mention that I'm using heavy hand weights and doing thus and such with them, I'll be bombarded with fitness coaches and personal trainers and sports doctors and people who say, oh, no, you shouldn't be using weights when you walk. They're not good for you and they don't do anything. And this whole thing has been debunked many times. Just don't do it. And they'll say that this increases your risk disproportionately and it breaks your stride, which it doesn't. And they never give any specifics. They never cite any research. And clearly what they have in mind is somebody walking around carrying the weights, which is what people do if they don't know how to do it right. And unfortunately, that has given rise to a lot of negative publicity and negative propaganda to the effect that weights are not the way to go when you're working out. But on the other hand, there's a new series of studies. I think it was reported this past August in the Journal of Applied Physiology by Stuart Phillips at the McMaster University in Ontario, Canada. And this one's gotten a lot of publicity. He has proved that if you want to build strength, you can do it just as effectively by using light weights as you can by extremely heavy weights. The only thing is you have to do it until you've done all you can do. And once you reach that point of fatigue, then, you know, your muscles begin to get the benefit. And he has a lot of really hard science backing that up. And so I look at that and I say, well, hey, you know, if you're doing that, you're basically doing heavy hands without the walking. So, you know, start walking around while you're doing it, and you're going to get a lot of benefit from that. And this study is all over the web right now. You can Google it, and all the fitness people are talking about it. But to me, that substantiates the benefit of heavy hands.
Yeah, I see it right here. Low load, high volume resistance exercise stimulates muscle protein synthesis more than high load, low volume resistance exercise in young men.
Okay, that's not one of the links I had read, but I've read a whole bunch of them.
That's great that there's some new research out there like that and that you found this. That's very interesting. I'll definitely investigate that. And you're absolutely right. I've heard the stories and I read in Schwartz's book about how these studies are done, but they're done improperly. You can't measure when someone's just carrying the weight. They have to be moving the weight through space in a calculated distance. You got to move the weight. It takes energy to move 1 pound of weight a foot. So, yeah, it's got to be calculated and done properly. And anyone who's interested in trying this, they don't have to even believe us. All they have to do is go grab a couple of their soup cans out of the cupboard, go outside, and go for a little walk, pumping those cans and moving them from your thigh level up to your shoulder level multiple times. And they will feel that this takes energy. And they'll feel exactly how hard it is.
Exactly how I tested it in 1982, before I bought the book, before I bought my weights. I'm not sure if it was soup, but it was some kind of similar small weights. And that's when I knew that this was my new way of turning my life around. As I said, I've been doing this for 35 years, but Michael, at the age of 67, after talking with my doctor and examining everything, I can't see any reason why I should not live comfortably and healthily well past the age of 100. You know, I have no reason not to do that. And I'm planning to keep working out, walking around, and pumping weights for just as long as I can do it. And I have a feeling that's going to be a lot longer than I can currently envision.
That's fantastic. And there's no expensive machinery, no gym memberships, no expensive equipment. You're outside in the sunshine, breathing the fresh air, listening to the birds or listening to audio recordings while you're doing it. There's so many advantages. Once you're conditioned, it's really easy. It doesn't take a lot of time. Oh, I appreciate your story. That's fantastic.
One thing I've started doing recently is listening to your audio interviews and podcasts on other subjects, not necessarily about exercise, but almost anything. You've got a great library of downloadable stuff on your website, and I'm just really in awe of what you're doing and the service you're providing, not just in terms of health, but really everything you do. So I want to thank you, and God bless.
I went over to your website, GaryMatthews.com, and then I saw all the books you're publishing, and you're quite a prolific publisher yourself.
Well, thank you.
Fantastic. Well, this has been a great story. So, Gary, if anyone's thinking about getting into heavy hands, I guess what would be one piece of advice or wisdom based on all the years of your experience with heavy hands that you would want to share with them?
Well, first, I would advise people to go to one of your websites. I think you've got one called weightedhands.com and another is heavyhandscom.com, and read up about it and visualize how this might work for the individual. And then you suggested try it out, first of all, with soup cans and just get a feel for what the results can be. And once a person has that, if they're optimistic about this, then try it out with real heavy hands equipment. You make a fantastic line of weights and hand grips that are ergonomic and have a wonderful strap. You can do all of these exercises with normal non-strapped weights that you buy at any fitness store, but it's better if you have the straps because it distributes the weight more evenly and makes you not have to grip them so hard. And gripping too hard can elevate your blood pressure in a way that's not too good. So, you know, it's ideal to have the best equipment possible, and right now they can get that equipment from you. I'm still using the old stuff I've had for years. These weights are totally indestructible. They never wear out or anything goes wrong with them, but there they are. Because my own experience with heavy hands has been so life-changing, I have been planning for some years to write and publish a book about that topic. And when it's available, it will be, of course, discussed on my website, GaryMatthews.com. I haven't done that yet. And what really held me back was the fact that for so many years, there was no place I could send people to consider purchasing the weights. They weren't available except maybe on eBay. And now that you've brought them back to the market under the original trademark name, I think something very important has shifted, and I'm hoping we can spread the word and have Heavy Hands become a movement that eventually takes in millions of happy exercisers and lasts forever.
That would be fantastic, and there needs to be an updated book on Heavy Hands and all the benefits that it offers, and maybe a book that brings in some of the new research like you were describing for today's generation. A lot of the younger generation, they're too young to even remember or know anything about Heavy Hands, but Heavy Hands was quite a phenomenon back in the early 80s.
So true, and I consider it a tragedy that it didn't get over that critical mass to become a permanent part of the fitness world, but we can get it there again because there's no question about the efficacy of the exercises or the weights, and it's rock solid. And for a lot of people who don't know about it, this can be the answer they're looking for.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think that would happen today because we have the technology, we have video, and it's much more accessible for people to learn how to properly use the Heavy Hand system today. Where back in the 80s, you know, we barely even had the internet.
You're right. Well, at the time I got into it, we didn't have an internet.
You're right. There was no internet back in the early 80s.
I think the World Wide Web came about in the early to mid-90s, and so that was 10 years later. Most of my friends now weren't born at that time. It's a different world. That's why I had to use a phone booth to call my best friend to tell him about my Heavy Hands discovery.
There you go. That is so true. All right, well, this has been great, and I appreciate you sharing. For more great interviews like this, go to Michael Senoff's weightedhands.com.